Test 65, Section 2, Question 5. And here we're looking to strengthen the weaken the argument. It says in its coverage of a controversy regarding a proposal to build a new freeway, a program showed interviews with several people who would be affected. So in its coverage, they showed a lot of people who would be affected. So of the interviews shown, those conducted with people against the new freeway outnumbered those people for it 2-1. So those against outnumbered 2-1. Therefore, the television program is therefore biased against it. So the television program is biased. The problem with this one is just because they showed twice as many doesn't mean that it was biased. It could be that twice as many people are against it and that it's consistent with the population. So, but anything that's going to say it's not biased to show 2-1. Most of the people who watched the program were aware of the freeway controversy beforehand. We don't really care whether they were aware. That's not going to say whether or not the program is biased. Most viewers of television news programs do not expect those programs to be completely free of bias. It's not about whether they are expecting it to be free of bias. It's whether or not it is free of bias. In the interviews, the people against the new freeway expressed their opinions with more emotion than the people for the freeway did. Well, it's not about the emotion. It's about whether or not the newscast was biased. Before the program aired, over twice as many people were against building the freeway than were in favor of it. Well, that would weaken this argument because that's going to say it wasn't biased. It was just a representative sample. And then the business interests of the television station that produced the program would be harmed by the construction. That, if anything, would strengthen the idea that they might have been biased. And so D is our correct answer.